Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
During the summer when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So, stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. We'll check in with the NHL Commissioner, Gary Bettman. He'll join us in about 15 minutes from now. While the NBA is still trying to iron out details of how they're going to finish this season, the NHL is going straight to the playoffs. NHL announcing they plan to hold a 2014 tournament in two hub cities. While their details are still to be decided here, it appears eight teams will get byes. Everyone else will have a play-in round. Now, critics are going to argue that it's not the same if you don't complete the regular season. I don't know if whoever wins the Stanley Cup final is going to have an asterisk by it. I don't know why that we want to just arbitrarily throw an asterisk by certain teams here. Because everybody is under the same umbrella here. Certainly with the NBA, now you can make an argument, well, eight teams are getting byes here and then everybody else has a play-in round. Okay. The NHL is just like the NBA. The season's too long. I don't think we're going to miss 15 games, but it's not ideal. The commissioner said hockey fans overwhelmingly want to finish the season, and it's a good bet NBA fans feel the same way. But these leagues have to get creative here. And if everybody is under the same rules, there's no asterisk by this. And I still go back to the San Antonio Spurs won an NBA title in the strike-shortened season of 1999. And I've never heard one person say, yeah, but we're going to do that to LeBron James. We shouldn't, but we will. If the Lakers, if we come back and we have basketball and LeBron wins a title, I can guarantee you. Now, if you're a Laker fan, you're going to go, hey, I'll tell you what to do with your asterisk. Shove it up your asterisk. But I think that if LeBron wins the title, people are going to try to say, well, this one doesn't count as a full title here. Hey, yes, it does. Absolutely. But with the NHL, I don't know if anybody's going to go, well, do they really deserve it? Yeah, I think you'll be fine with that. And Major League Baseball is going to go through this as well. They shouldn't, but they will if they come back. If they get their act together here. Do you know how many days it is until the opening night of the NFL regular season? We have 106 days until the opening night of the regular season with the NFL. Does anybody want to bet? Do we start on time? It's either yes, we do, or no, we don't. How many are in the yes, we start on time? Ooh, so I got McLovin, Paulie, and Fritzy. Seton O'Connor, you don't think we start on time?
No.
All right. Paulie?
I will double down and say we start on time with fans and stands.
Wow. Anybody?
If I were betting. I know I'm not trying to trivialize it, so I'm not trying to trivialize it. You asked my opinion.
All right. the double dog dare you.
I think it makes a lot of sense that they would start. I think that there's probably, for any sport, the NFL probably has the most pressure on them to start on time with fans in the stands.
Yep.
I think that makes a lot of sense.
I think the last time where we didn't start on time, you have to go back to following 9/11. And that was the first time the Super Bowl was played in February, I believe. Because the Super Bowl date was changed in 2001. Games scheduled for September 16th, that weekend, were moved to the end of the season. And then you had the Patriots-Rams Super Bowl pushed back a week. Therefore, that game was played February 3rd of 2001, the first Super Bowl that was played in February. Now we're talking about middle of February, even late February, if we have to. Yes, McLovin?
Yeah, they got in one game before 9/11, so the start was on time. They played September 9th, I was just looking at it. And then they came back, remember?
Okay, on time, but then they had 1 week.
They had one game, and that was it. And then they shut down. Then they were the first to come back. But people liked Tagliabue for coming back, as I recall.
Well, I think we wanted to show what it represented. But we were coming back, and I remember when the president was there at Yankee Stadium, I think he had a bulletproof vest on when he threw out the first pitch. And like we wanted to say to terrorism, hey, you know what? We're still going to be who we are. That's different than this. Like, you can't say to the coronavirus, hey, we're going to show you. You want to, but you can't. That was one of those, hey, we're going to come together and we're going to play because we want to show that we're still unified. We don't want to take this away. We don't want this taken away from us. And those were emotional moments. Those were powerful moments. They won't be the same because of what's at stake here. What happened at 9/11 in New York City and Washington, D.C. But it's still going to have... In fact, I don't know what that feeling's going to be like. I can only imagine. And I've said before, when we play highlights of, you know, an event that's years ago, I hear the crowd now more than I've ever heard it before because we took it for granted. But when you don't hear a crowd noise and then I hear a clip from, you know, somebody doing something incredible, the crowd noise is what comes through loud and clear. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. Major League Baseball, the owners, a sliding pay scale could put higher paid players in a tough spot. And now's not the time to make labor noise, but it seems like there's a lot of noise being made, and Major League Baseball keeps leaking information to the media. Three people with knowledge of the proposal told USA Today Sports the proposal to pay players a prorated percentage of their salaries with the players who make the most taking the biggest salary cuts, and the three people spoke on the condition of anonymity because the negotiations are ongoing. That hasn't stopped anybody from leaking all this information, but this is the bottom line with this. The owners are concerned about the postseason. That's when they stand to generate the most revenue on TV rights. And that could be wiped out if the second wave of the coronavirus comes back in October or November. This is what's being discussed. And I don't know how many owners are going to say, yeah, let's try to get this season. How many players... These guys who are making, you know, over $20 million, are they going to want to come back? If you're going to reduce it to $5 million? Mike Trout, you know, what is it, $36 million, now $7 million? You got a baby on the way? I don't know. We haven't heard about the health portion of this, only with Blake Snell. It feels like now we're talking about just money. Blake Snell was talking about his health. He was talking about money. He said it's not worth it with the health risk. Now it just feels like this is about money. And hopefully baseball can keep their business inside. And unless their goal is to disrupt the Baseball Players Association, because they've done it. If that's their goal, mission accomplished here. If you want the ranks a little bit in disarray here, they've certainly done it. Because you're going to have a lot of guys who are making the minimum. And percentage-wise, it won't look, it's not going to feel like that big a hit like Mike Trout's going to take. But if you're making 200, now all of a sudden you're making 80. Still a pretty big hit. The guys who make minimum have to come back and play. The guys who make all the money don't have to come back and play. I don't know if you're going to have a stance by some of these, you know, the haves and the have-nots. I don't know if that's where we're headed, but it certainly feels that way. All right, some phone calls here. Dustin in Texas leads us off. Hi, Dustin. What's on your mind?
Hey there, Dan, gentlemen. Six flat, two and a quarter. Proud Red Raider alumni, and no intervention required. Back in 2003-04, we had a nose tackle on the football team named Fred Thwaite, and he had the most beautiful calves you've ever seen. And we ran around with some guys on the team, and across campus, they were known as baby heads.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Dustin. Wasn't there a scene in Entourage where Johnny Drama was looking at Lamar Odom's calves and he wanted to have calf
implants? Yeah, he actually, he's at a party and he sees some guy and he starts asking about his calves and the guy gets all upset.
Tim in Ohio joins us. Hi, Tim. What do you have for me?
Greatest mafia movie, 5'10", COVID 190. Greatest mafia movie all time. Your back row won't know this. Things to do in Denver when you're dead.
Oh, okay. All right.
Andy Garcia.
Yeah, I remember that with Andy Garcia. But I don't think that's the best gangster movie of all time. I'm not an expert on gangster movie. But it's funny. There's a dark comedy angle to that.
Yeah, Christopher Walken's really good in it. He's like the mob guy.
Yeah.
Organized crime boss.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's niche. It's good.
Yeah. Well, we got on this topic because the great writer Stephen King tweeted out something about Goodfellas and where it ranked on the all-time list of great mobster movies. And I haven't seen many of them. I've sampled some of them, but I haven't seen them all the way through, including The Godfather. Like, just a little bit. Yeah, McLovin.
It's one thing to have not seen all of The Godfather. It's another thing to tell Sonny Corleone that you didn't see all of The Godfather. I can't believe you told him that.
Well, I wanted to say, I was trying to joke with James Caan. I talked to him last week and I said, you know, and I was going to say, hey, after you got shot, then I didn't want to watch the rest of the movie. But it was true. I had to research the interview and I went back and I watched it. And then I realized, you know, he didn't get to be in Godfather 2 as great as he was. And the story is Al Pacino wanted to play Sonny Corleone because he thought it was a more interesting role. And I don't think James Caan made more than $50,000 off Godfather 1. I mean, you can check. I don't think he made more than 50. He probably didn't make $50,000 off that movie. Yeah, McLovin.
It's probably a generation who knows him as the dad in Elf, which is like a Christmas movie you see all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, he was also in Brian's Song. He played the role of Brian Piccolo, the former Chicago Bear fullback who died, where Billy Dee Williams was Gale Sayers, and James Caan, he dies in the end. And it's a true story, Brian Piccolo. But, yeah, they probably remember James Caan for that. Wasn't he in Honeymoon in Las Vegas?
Honeymoon in Vegas.
Honeymoon in Vegas.
Great movie.
Sarah Jessica Parker?
Yes. Very good movie.
Yeah. Yes, McLovin.
He was, ever see Bottle Rocket, Wes Anderson's first movie with Luke Wilson?
Yeah.
He was the bad guy in that.
Oh, I don't remember.
Yeah, it's a long time ago, but a little role.
Yeah, I remember, didn't Luke Wilson, not Luke, Owen had a flat top.
Yes, that's the one. Remember, James Caan was the boss, yeah.
You got a salary, Paulie?
Yeah, for the movie The Godfather, the actors, Robert Duvall got $36,000. Al Pacino, James Caan, and Diane Keaton each got $35,000. Marlon Brando got $50,000 for 6 weeks of work. He was paid $1,000 per week for expenses. And then he got 5% of the film's take. He was the only actor who got which was capped at $1.5 million. So James Caan made $35,000 and worked for 12 weeks, I think.
Still, though.
Yeah.
Well, would you rather, if you didn't make a lot of money, at least you were part of one of the great movies in history. Would you rather make more money for a bad movie or less money for one of the great movies of all time?
In the sequel, Al Pacino, because he was in both, his salary was $500,000. It jumped to $500,000 for the sequel.
That's big money.
You needed him.
Yeah. Jason in Nebraska. Hey, Jason, what do you have for me?
Hey, Danny. Danette. Love you guys. You're the best. Staying with the Mafia theme. I'm not baiting him as well, Dan, but I'll tell you, there's one out there that's great. Corky Romano. There's a scene in there that will bring you to absolute tears. But also, want to ask you, do you watch, I know you watch Netflix. Have you looked at Narcos Mexico? There's, it's a great series, but there's also a woman in there, Isabella. Wow. Whoa.
Thank you, Jason. I started watching Narcos, and then I just said, no, I can't. I couldn't. What's the one, Sicario? That's a movie?
Yeah.
I watched that one. That's John Krasinski's wife is in there.
Emily Blunt.
Yes. Yeah, I watched that.
Did you finish? Oh, that is rough at the end.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is.
You're right. These movies never end well.
No. And I end up rooting for the bad guy. I just finished Unorthodox, and I was surprised to realize there's only 4 episodes of Unorthodox. And Seton goes, hey, how many episodes? I go, I don't know, probably 8, maybe 10. I finished yesterday, and I go, wait, usually it says, hey, 5 seconds before it goes to the next episode. It was like, nope, this is it. It's done. They wrapped it up in 4, and I went, you left me hanging there a little bit. But Unorthodox is it's certainly interesting. It's about the Hasidic Jews and a woman who wants to get out of her arranged marriage, and she goes to Berlin where her mom is living, and her husband follows her. Just that world of the Hasidic Jews, I'd never, I didn't know anything about that world. Yeah, McLevin.
It's way different with the Jewishness that I grew up with, but that's like 2 blocks from my house. That in Brooklyn, you see that particular
sect.
Yeah. I forget what they're called, but they're all over Williamsburg, right around where we hang out.
Yes, Seton.
The worst Mafia ending might be Donnie Brasco. Because he, not only do you spend the whole movie watching the cop, he goes undercover, and his whole life is turned upside down. I mean, it's like completely destroyed. He's kind of losing his identity for a little while, where he can't tell if he's an FBI agent or if he's a mobster.
Johnny Depp,
right? Yeah, he does all of this stuff. His whole life, his family hates him, his kids hate him, his wife hates him, like everybody hates him. Then he has to turn on the buddies that he's made within the Mafia. And then at the very end of it all, when you watch this just guy just absolutely go through hell and back, at the end of it all, he gets a handshake and a little plaque that says, thanks for your work.
Oh,
and
yeah.
In like a 10-second ceremony of like, hey, all right, thanks a lot. See you later. And that's it. And it's like, all right, now go pick up the pieces. Holy moly, is that brutal.
Well, I was watching Serpico the other night with Al Pacino. And, the very end, he's basically fearing for his life from his fellow police officers. And then he went into hiding. I think he lives in upstate New York. But watching that, and you're thinking, Al was in trouble. He was great in Serpico. All right, 18 after the hour, we'll check in with the commissioner of the National Hockey League, Gary Bettman. More phone calls as well. 18 after the hour, this is the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com, or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Summer is heating up because your favorites are now together with Hulu on Disney+. On Disney+, the TARDIS has landed for a new epic adventure in Doctor Who, now streaming. And on Hulu, uncover a deadly game of truths and lies in the spy thriller The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss, now streaming. Hulu on Disney+, available with a Disney Bundle subscription. Terms apply. Visit DisneyPlus.com/Hulu for details. That's DisneyPlus.com/Hulu for details.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance. Helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM. Let's create.
Head to danpatrick.com. Check out all the latest DP Show gear. We have something special coming just in time for Father's Day. Check out the new store at danpatrick.com. He's the commissioner of the National Hockey League. Season stopped on March 12th. The NHL will now move to a 2014 conference-based postseason format that was approved by the National Hockey League Players Association last Friday. And the commissioner joins us now. Commissioner, thank you for joining us. Why did you think going into the playoffs and that playoff format was the right move?
Well, first of all, I want to know where I can buy that bobblehead of you playing hockey. and thanks. Secondly, and more importantly, thanks for having me. And I hope you and all your viewers and listeners and all your colleagues are well and staying safe. You know, we have extraordinary competitive balance. Our regular season races to the playoffs go down to the wires with lots of teams in contention. And if you look at the standings as of March 12th, when we took the pause, there were a lot of clubs on the bubble. And we thought it was only fair, since we couldn't complete the regular season, we were 189 games away from completing the regular season, that we had to give those teams a chance that might very well have made the playoffs if we had been able to conclude the regular season. And instead of concluding the regular season when we came back, we were also mindful of the fact that the players are going to have to be away from home, and we didn't want to have that experience to be prolonged any longer than really necessary.
I saw where about 17% of the NHL are players from outside of North America. What's the biggest concern with getting them into the States tested, and, you know, just the safety precautions?
Well, actually, we have more. It's probably closer to 25% of our players are from outside of North America, but 17% of our players right now are in locations outside of North America, and okay, we have to bring them back. Obviously, there are immigration issues, although since they all have valid visas, that shouldn't be an issue. The bigger issue is the fact that they're going to have to quarantine for a couple of weeks, and we're going to, when we open our training facilities, which we hope to do the first week of June, they're going to be subject to some testing. As we move to the training camp phase, there'll be more testing. And then when we get to the actual playing stage, we're being told by our medical people, who are giving us all the advice on this and whose advice we're following, players, if they're not being tested every day, they're going to be tested at least every other day.
But is this the NHL doing the testing, or will it be individual teams doing the testing?
Well, no, actually, it'll be individual teams in the training camp and training facilities phase, although we have a backup for clubs that can't arrange to do it locally. And any of the tests we're doing, whether it's the clubs, the backup, or what we're going to do when we're actually playing the competition, we're not going to do anything that would interfere with the medical needs that may be required for testing. And we're being told by the experts that by the summer, there'll be such an abundance of testing, our needs will really be infinitesimal relative to what will be available.
Could the format of 24 teams in the playoffs stay after this season?
No. We like what we have. Our regular season puts teams in the playoffs virtually all season. We love the way the regular season plays out. It's every game's meaningful. Our regular playoffs of 16 teams hits just the right note. The competition is the entertainment value, the excitement, the passion, couldn't be better. And so we're doing something extraordinary in response to an extraordinary time.
Fans in the stands, any possibility with that?
You know, that's something we're not going to have any control over. Everything we're doing is going to be subject to the guidance and requirements of what the medical people tell us and what the governmental leaders are telling us at all levels, whether it's federal, state, or local. And if they tell us we can have fans, then obviously nothing would make us happier. But I think everybody should assume that as we play this out over the summer and into the fall, it's probably most unlikely that there'll be fans in the buildings, not because we wouldn't want them, but it's a safety, it's a health issue, and we're listening to the experts.
I know you have to look at the worst case scenario. What if a player tests positive in the middle of the playoffs? Then what?
Well, that's a question I've been getting a lot for obvious reasons. The medical people are telling us one test would require that player to be isolated and you don't need an overreaction. If you have an outbreak, that's a completely different story. What constitutes an outbreak, what procedures we need to follow, that is something that the medical people are going to tell us. That's not a judgment that I'm going to make saying, well, just keep playing. We'll be doing what the medical people tell us is appropriate under the circumstances.
How often do you consult with government officials?
We're in regular dialogue, whether it's the Prime Minister of Canada or some of his ministers or the President of the United States or governors or premiers or mayors. We're hearing from lots of them, in part because we want to get squared away on the ability of getting players in and out of the country. And then we have a lot of communities that are lobbying to be one of the two hubs where we're going to play this out. Now, We, as I think people have heard, have 9 or 10 places under consideration, all of which we think can do this for us. We're not making a decision yet because we want to do this in real time when we have to, because the information flow based on the state of everything that's going on is changing. This isn't a decision in terms of which location that I have to make probably for another 3 to 4 weeks. At that point, I'm going to want to see what the state of COVID-19 is in the communities we're considering, because obviously we'd reduce the risk of any of our personnel getting infected if we're in a place that has very little COVID, the availability of testing, and the issues relative to moving personnel across the border, either to or from Canada, from the United States. So that's why we didn't want to put all of our eggs in one basket. We think it's better to have a lot of options so that at the time we have to make a decision, we can make the best decision possible.
Talking to the NHL Commissioner, Gary Bettman. I remember doing an interview with Pete Rozelle, David Stern, Peter Ueberroth, and Larry Ziegler. And at the time, everybody was commissioners. He was the president. When did they decide that you were going to be a commissioner instead of the president of the National Hockey League?
Actually, in addition to being president as opposed to commissioner, I think his name was John, not Larry.
Oh, John Ziegler.
but
I think that might be a golfer, Larry Ziegler.
When I was hired to come join the NHL, the view was there were lots of things that needed to be done to modernize the way the league was operating at the time. And part of that was part of my arrangement was I was going to be a commissioner consistent with what the other three major leagues were doing as part of moving the league forward. And my powers got a little increased. And it was really to modernize the structure of how we were conducting ourselves.
It sounds more impressive, though, I think, commissioner than president.
Hey, you know, it is what it is. It's a word, but, you know, rose by any other name.
Yes. The best piece of hockey memorabilia you have in your house is what?
The best piece of hockey memorabilia. Well, I have my plaque from the Hockey Hall of Fame.
That's nice.
But that's pretty subjective. I have for my 60th birthday, I had by that point, my 65th birthday, I had presented the cup, I don't know, over 20 times. And a montage was made up by Coley Campbell in the Hockey Operations Department of each of the pictures of me doing that, because the best thing I get to do is present the Stanley Cup.
I give you credit. You know you're getting booed, but you still love taking that trophy out there.
When do I get booed?
Yeah.
When did that happen? You know what? As long as they're not quiet, it's a good thing. There's emotion, there's passion, and hockey fans are the best.
Hey, but you know what? If you don't have fans this year, Commissioner, you won't get booed.
I'd rather get booed.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. You know what? We can pipe it in. How's that?
We may do that.
Commissioner, thank you for joining us. Good luck with the proposal and the format. We appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me. I hope you, your family, all of your colleagues, and all your viewers and listeners stay safe.
Thank you. That's the commissioner of the National Hockey League, Gary Bettman. Yeah, I think Larry Ziegler was a golfer, and the late, great John Ziegler was the president. Yes, Seton.
Speaking of piping in sound, as I'm sure you know, Dan, Bayern Munich played yesterday, and they on the TV broadcast, they piped in crowd noise, and it was infinitely better.
Yeah, I said that I was listening on radio to the Bundesliga, and I thought it sounded natural. I wasn't offended by it, or I didn't have sensory overload. I thought it was okay.
No, it was great. You don't realize how much that sound just adds to the enjoyment of the game.
Yeah, I still would like to hear a football game or a basketball game or baseball game with no crowd noise, just to hear what. Now I've been close enough to hear what is said on the field. But to have people have that experience of you're actually going to be hearing a lot more. It'll be different and it could be interesting. And it might not be. You might get tired of it after a while. A couple of phone calls here. Jim in Virginia joins us. Hi, Jim.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello, this is Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, so I have a TV show for Fritzy's Comedy.
Oh.
And it's sort of what y'all were talking about. Fritzy writes material. You get pros and amateurs to try to get laughs, and that way they won't just be laughing at the pros. They'll laugh at unknowns if they're good.
All right. Well, thank you, Jim. Here's the problem. Fritzy doesn't really write anything, right?
I kind of share like experiences that I have, which may or may not be funny to other people when you're talking about your medical issues and things like that, but or observations.
But your act is not written down.
I write down notes and, like not word for word. I'll put a little outline together and memorize the order of the sequence of how I want to share things. But I wouldn't say I write down all the jokes.
Why don't you give me a copy of Section Row Seat so I could the notes so I could frame it just so people can understand the architect behind this observational humor.
Okay.
That'd be nice.
I could do that. It'd be a nice little piece of memorabilia for the studio.
Yes, it would. It'd be right up there with all the great memorabilia.
In the attic, all the way up on the
corner. It'd be right up there with Carson Palmer's Heisman Trophy. Right up there. Good stuff. Yes, Seton.
But Todd does make an interesting point, though, is that you wonder if, say, Will Ferrell got up there and was doing like, I got these people coming up to me and they don't know where they're going with their seat. I know he's not really a stand-up comic, but you are already primed for laughter when you see him coming. You're just sort of like ready, like, all right, this is going to be funny. Now maybe that's because it eventually gets to a punchline. It does actually get to something funny. But
I strongly believe that if Chris Rock or Sandler or Ferrell or anyone else that we find funny consistently, they'd find a way to take that to another
but
level.
You just didn't have an end to it because you sort of trail off
anyway,
and let's just get it together. And then I went, oh, no.
And then I dropped an F-bomb out of desperation.
Yes. But I think if you had the, like if you said, and then I find out I'm actually in the wrong seat, or something like that, then at least you have a period. You
just sort of put a bow on it.
You went dot, 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 and just trailed off. And I went, we are in trouble. I'll take another Jack on the Rocks, please.
Yeah, and skip I can hear that loud and clear while I'm on stage ordering the drinks.
Jack and Coke? Nope. I'll just take the Jack here and hurry.
Sit down, joke boy.
I did not say that.
I like that Todd's desperation F-bomb came about 7 seconds into the routine, too.
And I might have turned to McLovin because I went, uh-oh. Like, as soon as I heard the F-bomb, when he went blue and I went, uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, McLovin.
Six.
I did save the day by having the tablecloth tucked into my waist as I got up 5 minutes later.
The only laugh we got of the night was McLovin had actually tucked the tablecloth into his pants. And he got up and you could just hear all these glasses crashing.
I thought it was a napkin.
I'll take any laughs I can get in the background.
Yeah. And it wasn't even your laugh.
It was not.
McLovin wasn't on stage and he got more laughs than you did.
That's very true.
Yes, it is. Mike in Ohio. Hey, Mike, what do you have for me today?
Hey, Dan. Great show as usual. Lakota High School grad. I know you're familiar with that.
The T-Birds.
You got it, brother.
Graduating class of 250.
Wow.
Nine.
All right. And I think we lost him. Mike in Ohio, the Lakota T-Birds.
Legend.
Yeah. They had a guy named Dave Geschwin.
Did you snap his ankles?
He was good. And he was good matchup. Dave Geschwin. Let me see. PA in South Dakota. Hey, PA.
Hey, good morning, DP. How are you? I'm the Danettes. You're doing good. Good.
Thank you.
Hey, first thing I wanted to mention is I've never been to a pro football game, and for the first time I bought tickets to the Broncos game. My grandson's a great fan of the Broncos, and I'm a huge fan of the Saints. So we're hoping Paulie's right. I really do. But the thing I wanted to mention was for the Mafia, Usual Suspects. That's kind of sneaky good. It really is.
I liked it, but Seton doesn't think it holds up.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Why doesn't it hold up?
I'm not sure. It's hokey. When you watch it back, you're like, wow, this movie is so cheesy.
Yeah, Paul.
I think there's some movies that the experience the first time you watch it is so good, it can't keep up. Like Usual Suspects. Remember Memento? Great movie the first time you see it. The movie Get Out, Jordan Peele's movie.
Yeah.
It's a very good movie, but the first time you see it, it's unbelievably powerful.
Yeah.
But once you know the surprise or the bit or the hook, the second watching can't keep up.
And you think because it's Kaiser Sose that...
Once you learn Kevin Spacey, spoiler alert, is Kaiser Sose, then it's...
Oh.
Yeah. I know, Fritz, you didn't watch him.
Yeah, he didn't.
No nudity.
Great.
Yeah. Yes, McLovin.
I love Benicio del Toro. So that was his breakout role, right? Where he was the mumbly mobster. Mm.
Finsta. And then Gabriel Byrne.
Nice.
He was married to Ellen Barkin. Remember Ellen Barkin?
Good Paul.
Yeah.
And his other Baldwin.
Yeah. Stephen Baldwin.
Stephen Baldwin. At the time, you were like, oh, man, he was really good in this. Yeah, watch it back now.
Oh, wow.
Watch it back now.
Well, Stephen Baldwin's daughter is married to Justin Bieber, right?
One of the Baldwins.
I think it's Stephen Baldwin's daughter is married to Justin Bieber.
Always comes back to Biebs with you.
No, it doesn't. I don't know. I remember when Seton came in one day and he goes, this Bieber album is awesome. It's going to be. And I went, really? He goes, yeah.
Yep.
And it turned out to be a big album. I just, that's not really my playlist.
No. But there were great songs on that.
And a great story. There was a documentary on Justin Bieber that I watched. And it was about when he would be, you know, on the street playing guitar just to make money. And I mean, it's a great story. But, he's not in my wheelhouse there. Take a break here. Last call for phone calls. You know, if people look at just the topics we talked about today on the show, like if somebody just gave you a list of these were the topics, man, you're going to go, there is no way that they were talking about all those things. And, you know, sometimes you go crazy in this role. You do. There are times when I go a little goofy. And I did today. A little bit. Take a break. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Summer is heating up because your favorites are now together with Hulu on Disney Plus. On Disney Plus, the TARDIS has landed for a new epic adventure in Doctor Who, now streaming. And on Hulu, uncover a deadly game of truths and lies in the spy thriller The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss, now streaming. Hulu on Disney Plus, available with a Disney Bundle subscription. Terms apply. Visit DisneyPlus.com/Hulu for details. That's DisneyPlus.com/Hulu for details.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
In case you weren't keeping track, among the references made on today's program, the looks of James Marsden, Justin Bieber's wife, James Caan, Viggo Mortensen naked, Phil Mickelson's calves, and Stephen Baldwin's acting career.
Brad Pitt's accent.
Brad, yeah, his accent in Snatch. Pikey. Michelle Pfeiffer making a cameo, also Al Pacino. Now we did talk a little of sports as well. Tony Dungy joined us, Phil Mickelson joined us, and of course, the NHL commissioner, Gary Bettman. Yeah, when John Ziegler, he was the president of the National Hockey League, and I'm working at CNN, first time all the commissioners of all four sports had ever sat down together for an interview. Pete Rozelle, Peter Ueberroth was the commissioner of Major League Baseball. David Stern had just started that year. I think it was 1984 when I sat down with everybody, and John Ziegler was... He was the president. So he wasn't the commissioner. He was the president. And then Gary Bettman eventually said, no, I want to be a commissioner. But he was the president. They all gathered. They were getting their makeup on. And I asked the makeup artist at CNN, after they all got their makeup on, I said, what did they talk about? And he said, they all agreed that, like, they were kind of... conspiring to not tell me anything. Like, they wanted to make sure that everybody realized we're in this together as commissioners. Let's not kind of sell somebody else out or somebody try to be the star, apparently. And they pretty much shut me down as far as anything controversial in that. But they did sit down. I have this photo of me. I look like I'm 12 in there with these guys. And that's when I went out on the street, and man on the street, to ask people if they knew who the new NBA commissioner was. And somebody said Howard Stern instead of David Stern. And you know, the commissioner would bring it up to me occasionally. He goes, yeah, I remember. Yeah, like, who's the commissioner? Who's the new Howard Stern? I said, yeah, commissioner. I was just trying a little humor there. Brent in Texas joins us. Good morning, Brent. What's on your mind?
Hi, good morning, Dan. I appreciate you and the Danettes. Yeah, I was just going to throw out Copland and also Carlito's Way, a couple favorites of mine.
Okay. Copland, I liked. I didn't love, I liked. But I don't know. We're talking about organized crime. That's obviously a cop movie there. But and Carlito's Way, I never watched that.
Really?
No.
Oh, boy, that's pretty good.
Benny Blanco from the Bronx.
Yeah, John Leguizamo. You got Sean Penn. Sean Penn crushes that movie.
He does. He crushes in that movie.
I mean, he is awesome.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, dude.
I know.
What did you say? You didn't like it or didn't see it?
I didn't see it.
Oh.
And, you know.
What are you doing tonight? Like, what do you got planned?
What are you going to watch half of?
Ooh. I watched half of Superbad last night.
Of course. Well, the good half. That's the only part worth watching.
Yeah, the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah, not the back end. Building Off the Grid. Watch that.
Match.
I probably watch a little bit of about 15 things.
I'm a big Life Below Zero guy. I watch that a lot. And there's like 13 seasons of that, and somehow I still keep seeing the same episodes over and over again. I'm like, dang, how'd I do that? That's a great show.
There are too many channels. Who would ever thought that you'd say there's too many channels? Now, at times there's too many channels and nothing on, but I'll breeze by and I'll find something, and I'll stay there for like, you know, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Superbad, I probably did a 30-minute. Yeah, McLovin.
Oh, you guys see Uncut Gems came up on Netflix.
Yeah. I told that. I said to my wife, I said, you got to watch this. And so I might be watching that tonight. I said that the woman who is Sandler's girlfriend in there, I don't know if she's acted before. She was great. Spectacular. And Sandler is, this is great acting by Sandman. And I don't know if he ever gets an opportunity like this again where he could have, should have got nominated for an Academy Award. I still think that would have been bad for his reputation. Yeah. He's the underdog. Reggie in Mississippi. Hey, Reg, what do you have for me?
Hiya, Dan. How are you?
Good, sir. What's on your mind, Reg?
Just want to throw one out there. 1989's Harlem Nights. Now, you talk about cameos. Check this out.
Okay.
Richard Pryor, Red Fox, Eddie Murphy, Arsenio Hall, Della Reese, Robin Harris, Charlie Murphy, and Stan Shaw, who played heavyweight champion Jack Jenkins, who suffers from this boxing-related speech impediment. Funniest scene in the movie. Just thought I'd throw that
Harlem
out there.
Nights. Okay. All right. Thank you, Reg. All right. Yeah, I'm aware of it. I don't like movies about superheroes, space, Star Wars, Star Trek. I just don't.
Topics. War, the Earth, the space. What are you down to?
But superhero movies, come on. Like Star Trek, Star Wars, boring.
Of course.
Not interested. Yeah, see.
No Marvel movies?
No.
No?
No.
You can't?
No. I'm just not interested in it. I did like...
you know what one's great? Guardians of the Galaxy. You might like Guardians of the Galaxy because it's got a great soundtrack. The soundtrack is like is a great part of the movie. You might actually like that one.
What was the Ryan Reynolds one?
Deadpool, you liked.
Yeah, the first one. Second one, I didn't like at all. First one was great because it spoofed the superhero movies.
Great movie.
I thought he was wonderful.
Yeah.
See, that's an Academy Award. I know that he's in a costume, but I thought he was brilliant in that role. He was funny. What do I know? Todd, what did you learn on today's program?
I'm simply too handsome to expect to get laughs as a stand-up comic.
McLovin, what did you learn today?
Phil Mickelson's calves are emblazoned on my brain now.
Seton O'Connor.
Yeah, Phil's calves made an appearance.
Yeah. Paulie?
Todd has 7 months to write 5 minutes of comedy.
I'll take the under.
Wow.
No matter what happens, you want to make sure that your loved ones are taken care of. That's why LegalZoom has made it easy to set up the right estate plan without leaving your home. Take care of your family today with the right estate plan, LegalZoom.com. Thanks for letting us go off the rails occasionally, having some fun. We'll talk to you tomorrow here on the Dan Patrick Show. One more item as we close out the show with Traeger. We talk about an athlete, a five-tool player. Traeger trumps that 6-in-1 versatility. And that means, count them, smoke, grill, roast, bake, braise, and barbecue. 6-in-1 great grill. The 6-in-1 versatility means you can cook everything. You want burgers, brisket, you want pizza, nachos, veggies, cookies, cocktails, all on the Traeger grill. Traeger makes it easy, too. Very simple. Controlling the grill's temperature is as easy as using an oven because you pick the temperature you want on the Traeger, and then Traeger does the work for you. Wi-Fi technology, and that means you have an app, the Traeger app. You control the temperature on your phone. You can monitor the internal food temperatures, change grill settings while lounging by the pool. When you're ready to blow away the neighborhood competition this year, contact your local dealer. Visit TraegerGrills.com/DP Show today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Unlock your engine's full potential with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. removing up to 100% of performance-robbing deposits with continuous use in gasoline direct injection engine fuel injectors. Rejuvenate your engine's performance and discover unbound capabilities. Fuel up at Shell today and download the Shell app for added benefits. Plus, with the Fuel Rewards app, start saving on every fill-up. As a Platinum member, enjoy 10 cents off per gallon daily. Just six fill-ups with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus can elevate you to a Platinum status. Fuel up at Shell and unleash your engine's true power with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.